From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Manatee County crews removed a Confederate monument from the county courthouse overnight. After lengthy public debates, commissioners voted Tuesday to remove the monument until a decision can be reached on a prominent, respectful site. The monument became the focal point of intense community debate, including a protest Monday night that ended with three arrests. Commissioner Charles Smith said in the meeting, as long as they preserve history, it does not make a difference where the statue is located.
As long as it's in a place where you can review it and put the history in context. I'm beyond the issue of race. My issue was dealing with this here. I keep talking about public safety. I've been in over 100 marches and protesters. I've seen the first and the third where somebody ended up getting killed.
But Commissioner Robin DiSabatino said she did not think moving it was the answer.
They are weaponizing us, just using the statue as a weapon, as a wedge. This whole thing is insane. This is an idol. Everyone's worshiping or not. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension. There's no guarantee if we move that thing today whether the violence is going to stop.
The monument was taken to a secure, undisclosed location in the county. Commissioners decided the public will be fully involved in the determination for where it ends up. Meanwhile, the county's news release said crews discovered the 22-foot, 8.5-ton granite monument was not completely attached to the base, and they separated from each other during the move. The county plans to hire a structural engineer to evaluate the monument's structural integrity and to design the foundation and repairs so it can be safely placed on a permanent spot in the future.